gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. And the number is 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Hey, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And VitaCraft Lick and Lap is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are definitely going to fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, and you can also find it at Walmart.com. Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed. This is the greenest grass you'll ever grow, and you'll use 75% less water than normal. And it will stay green all year long, no matter where you live. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at pearlspremium.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And we have a special guest that's going to be joining us, Eleanor Spicer Rice. She's the author of Your Pet's Secret Lives. This is Talkin' Pets. Spicer Rice, Ph.D., is an entomologist and the author of many nonfiction books, including Your Hidden Life, Unseen Jungle, and Dr. Eleanor's book of Common Spiders. She lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, with her husband, sons, dogs, hermit crabs, an assortment of spiders and insects, and a small but valiant flock of homing pigeons. You can find out more information about Eleanor at spicerice.com. Or go to verdantword.com on Instagram at E-S-P-I-C-E Rice. As Spicer Rice. I think I got that right. I want to welcome onto the program right now Dr. Eleanor Spicer Rice.
Oh, hey, John. I'm glad to hear your voice.
It's nice to talk with you again. So you're doing well?
Yes, it's wonderful. You can't help but do well with weather like this.
Oh, well, you're in North Carolina. I don't know. I'm down here in Florida where we do the show from. So what's your weather like?
No, thank you. Ours is hot and muggy right now, so it's good napping weather for me.
Well, ours is hot and muggy all year long. But, hey, I want to introduce you. Jilly's on with us and also Lexi here.
Oh, hey, hello, you two. Dr. Spicer Rice. How are you doing?
Hi, you can call me Eleanor.
Okay, Eleanor.
So,
well, and you know what? I'm just the one stayed over from you, and I'm telling you, we had the most gorgeous day in the mountains of Tennessee today. It was beautiful.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's so crisp.
Yeah, we're covering everywhere right now. North Carolina, Florida, and also Tennessee. So, and then everybody else.
I like that. I think it's good to have boots on the ground everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So yeah. I gotta ask you, Eleanor, the book, Your Pet's Secret Lives. So tell us a little bit about it. First off, how long did it take you to put this book together?
Well, the book is part of a series, and so it took me about a year to write it. The whole series is about things that are going on all around us. It's written for children that they can see if they know how to look for it. It's about science. So I didn't want to do pets as part of the series because I thought that I love my pets. How much more do you need to know about them? You know what I mean?
Yep.
But then I went into the scientific literature and started looking at the research that was being done on the pets right now. And I was shocked by what I found. Like, the stuff I learned to write the book just amazed me. And so that's where the book came from. That's what's happening with it.
Well, it's interesting because our producer here, Lexi, has kids, and when she picked up the book, the first thing she said, a kid's book.
Yeah, I looked at it. I'm like, is this a kid's book? And I was, because it's very well done. It's very appealing to the eyes for children. I like it. It's great colors.
That's Rob Wilson, the illustrator. He's good with, he draws the funniest pictures to me.
Yeah, they're cute pictures on the inside, too. Mm-hmm. I like them. Can't wait to bring it home to them.
So this is number two, hence the number two on the top of the book where it says Your Hidden Life and then Your Pet's Secret Lives, the truth behind your pet's wildest behaviors. And it is a very appealing book. I mean, honestly, if you see this on the bookshelf, you want to pick it up and take it home.
Well, I hope people do.
Yeah. So where is it available? I'm sure it's on Amazon.
It's everywhere that books are sold or supposed to carry it. And if they don't have it at your bookstore, ask for it. They'll get it for you.
You get into a lot of different things. I mean, just when I open up the book on page 22, you talk about heartworms, which is something that people need to be aware of if they've got pets in their lives, dogs and cats. So very interesting stories. But I got to ask you.
Thanks.
You said it, well, in your monologue that I put out there, you live with spiders and insects?
I was trained as an entomologist.
I'm not coming to visit.
Yeah, I keep them. Although we did have a little mishap with TJ, our tarantula. I've been out of town promoting the book, and TJ has escaped, and we cannot find him. So nobody wants to put shoes on. Nobody wants to look for anything in the corner. Everybody
that's so funny.
We're all just ready for TJ just to either come out or stay where he is forever.
So, I used to have that problem with hamsters when I was a kid. They used to get out. Oh. And we used to have to try to track them down in the house.
They're wily. We had a hamster, and he would just always move in under the stairs. Like, he would get out, and then Pearl, he was a boy, but his name was Pearl. And he would always go under the stairs, and we could always find him. But the rest of them, you just got to tell them goodbye.
There's a whole chapter in here about hamsters.
Yeah,
God bless them.
the most lovably fierce warriors. Can't read today.
I didn't know that about hamsters. Did y'all know that hamsters have really bad vision?
I did not.
And so, they still get mad at each other because, especially around mating season, this is what I learned for the book. This might be too much information for people, but to fight. Instead of out-and-out fighting, which is like a last resort for most animals, they have stink battles where the male hamsters will rub their smelly little bellies all over everything, which enrages other male hamsters coming in. And they try to erase their smells, and whoever is the smelliest wins.
Well, I've got one for you. When I had hamsters as a kid, my first pet was Fluffy. It was a white hamster, which I loved. And but the thing was is that all of a sudden he grew a big behind, and I was like, I didn't know that wasn't his butt. It was actually his testicles.
Yes.
They're huge. And
yeah,
I was like bewildered as a child. I was like, is that what I'm gonna grow up to be?
Somebody actually told you.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know Pearl was a boy until much later when someone explained to me that that was what was happening. on his rear end.
It's bizarre.
I didn't have that. I did not have good luck with my hamsters. I moved from hamsters to mice very quickly because, and I presumed I had two males because there were testicles, but they killed one another.
Ooh.
Oh.
And that was very traumatizing to me as a small child. So even
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you something on the line of what Julie just asked. So when we come back, we're going to continue on with Eleanor. It's Eleanor Spicer Rice, PhD, Dr. Eleanor. And her book is called Your Pet's Secret Lives. For the first person that calls in, just call right now at 818-818-6401. And we're going to give you a complimentary copy of the book, Your Pet's Secret Lives. 818-818-6401. Call now, and it's yours. This is Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Ugh. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee.com/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll say. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. Girls do can't keep a secret, but I know that it's dead. Why do you smile like you have told a secret? Now you're telling lies, 'cause you're the one to keep it. No one keeps a secret. No one keeps a secret. Why when we do our darkest deeds do we tell? They burn in our brains.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Dr. Eleanor Spicer Rice, the author of Your Pet's Secret Lives. So, Eleanor, I've got to ask you, like, when I was a kid, we were talking about males, females, and so on and so forth, but I'll never forget, one day, I was so excited, and I went to school, and I knew that my female hamster had babies. And all of a sudden, I came back from school, and they were all beheaded. And killed.
Oh, no.
I had no idea what was going on, but apparently, as I've gotten older and did my homework and everything, if a female has a litter, basically the male needs to be separated off.
Yeah, because it stresses the females out.
Right.
If the mother hamster feels stressed out at all, like if she feels like there might not be enough food or that there's a male threatening her, she will eat her babies.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I was horrified. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, no. And then it makes you see your hamster in a whole nother way, too.
Oh, yes.
It's like, Peanut, how could you?
It's like, but if I fall asleep at night and she's hungry, is she going to start eating on me? You know, I
mean, yeah.
it would take a while, but I mean.
I had a cat one time that I'm pretty convinced was waiting, just checking to see if I was dead to see if she could start eating me or not. And
probably.
I go to sleep, heavens.
You know, I laugh, but that happens. People die really in their homes and their animals eat them.
A cat will eat you before it eats its food if you die in the home.
Yes. Yeah,
because you're fresh and hot. Like you'll go bad. You seem like you'll go bad before their food will, so they'll eat you first. You're fresh meat.
Well,
they're being intelligent.
Yeah,
it's survival of the fittest, no matter what environment.
And it's awful. Yeah, mine would always like kind of poke me a little bit, and then she'd give me like a little bit of a nudge and a little bit of a nibble, and I'm like, if I don't move, she's going to eat my face. Like, so you're right. Now I know why. Thank you for sharing that.
So, Eleanor, your book has like your book has like different chapters on animals like birds and hamsters and dogs and cats. But one of the things on the dogs that you mention in here is their tail wagging direction, that's connected to their brains. Can you explain that?
That was so wild to me. And you know, since writing this book, I've learned so much about what, like the signs of dog behaviors, that it has totally changed my relationship with not only my dog, but dogs out on the street. But since most of your listeners probably love pets and they probably love dogs, they know that when they see a dog, the tail up means that the dog is curious or alert or interested, right? And the tail tucked under usually means the dog's afraid or they're getting ready to go for a chase. So, you know, it's harder to catch them if their tail's tucked under. But it goes deeper than that. Or if they see you and they love you and they wag their tail in a big circle, that means you're their very favorite person and they love you so much. And I'm sure we've all seen that with our dogs that we love. But here's the thing. If the dog wags its tail to the left, that means that they're nervous and unsure. And if the dog wags its tail to the right, that means that they're happy and they want to make friends. And when the researchers, who were neuroscientists, looked at the behavior of the left wagging, that nervous and unsure,
they saw that dogs watching other dogs wag their tails to the left, their heart rate increases, they start panting, they start pacing, and they start to feel nervous and unsure too, because it's a sign to other dogs that something isn't right about this situation.
Yep.
Yep. So we're gonna move into my realm of my world with three rescue cats. So my cats, like any other cats, if there's catnip around, they absolutely love it, and they're all over it. But you mentioned in your book that, you know, it helps them to avoid mosquitoes.
Isn't that something? Yeah, because we can't quite figure out why cats love catnip so much. And it only affects about, there's a third of cats aren't affected by it at all. But the effects of catnip go across felines. So lions and tigers and cougars, they all get the effects of catnip as well, which is something that I would very much like to see. But here's the thing. The catnip, they found that it's cats who do enjoy catnip. So once the thing about catnip is once a cat rubs up or bruises the plant in some way, the plant releases this chemical called nepetalactone, and that's what's making them feel all stoned and goofy for about 15 minutes. And then they get overwhelmed, and then they feel fine. And then they can go back and feel it again. But once they bruise the plant, they have this uncontrollable urge to just rub all over it. And the only thing that we found so far that is an adaptive for them that helps them to survive is that cats who roll in catnip are less attractive to mosquitoes. And mosquitoes can just transmit diseases. So yes, there's one benefit.
Maybe we need to start rubbing ourselves down with catnip. But, you know,
wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I tried one time. I had a little sandy area. I made this little pond in my backyard with goldfish and everything, and I put sand all around it. So I had, like, it kind of looked like the beach for a little bit. But then all of a sudden, on the one side of it, I started to grow catnip. And I thought, you know, it's great for my cats. I'll grow it out here and then, you know, use it inside. Well, it grew, and it was amazing how good it looked. But then one day I came out, there was none left. The
what
beach
happened?
Became a litter box, and the catnip became, like, I think every cat in my neighborhood was Puffin the Magic Dragon.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you built, like, one of those Sin City resorts for cats.
Oh, it was
like you built a 100%. Giant litter box, filled it with cat drugs.
Yep, 100%.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
How could you?
I did change that now. The beach is gone, and there's no more catnip in the yard. But, you know, in my household,
I would have loved to have watched that party when it all went down, though.
You know, I didn't get to see it myself, to be honest with you. I just came out. There was no catnip left. And I could see all the rolls in the sand where they were, like, rolling all around and everything. And I was like, boy, they really did have a good time. Well, we're speaking with Eleanor Spicer Rice. She's the doctor that wrote the book, Your Pet's Secret Lives. You can find it in bookstores. You can find it online. I got Amazon.com. But you can receive a copy for the fifth caller that calls into Sydney now at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call that number, and a book is yours. Don't go away, Eleanor. We'll be right back. I want to talk to you about birds when we return. Your Pet's Secret Lives. This is Talkin' Pets.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears.
They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
People were hospitalized after a bull escaped an arena at an Oregon rodeo and charged into patrons outside, authorities said on Sunday. Video verified by NBC News showed a rodeo goer charged and flipped by the mammal named Party Bus. Sisters Rodeo Association said the bull jumped an arena barrel, charged into the rodeo grounds, and ran to holding pens where livestock professionals contained it. The arena announcer immediately called for an emergency response. A rodeo bucking bull jumped a fence and ran through the rodeo grounds before being secured by our rodeo pickup men and arena staff by the back livestock pens, Sisters Rodeo said in a statement. Video from the scene shows the last Saturday's incident at the 84th Sisters Rodeo in the City of Sisters, about 22 miles north of Bend, took place right before the last ride of the night was scheduled. A sold-out crowd was singing along to Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Two of the injured were released from medical care, and we were grateful to hear that all injured persons are now home, it was said in a separate statement on Sunday. Deschutes County Sheriff Office Lieutenant Jason James said three of the injured were taken to hospitals via ambulance, and one was taken in a sheriff cruiser. The lieutenant and organizers indicated one of those four may have been injured as patrons tried to get away from the bull. Some of the injuries were minor. Sheriff deputies assigned to the event and private security responded to the breach. It was contained pretty quickly, James said. Organizers said it was the first time anyone could recall such a breach happening since the first event in Sisters in 1940. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association credited the arena's pickup men for quickly containing the animal. Party Bus, the bull in question, competed in the Sisters Rodeo Extreme Bull Riding event Wednesday and tied for third in the first round, according to the PRCA information. The stock contractor for the bull, Corey and Lang Rodeo of Moses Lake, Washington, could not be reached for comment. Organizers of the event said the bull was checked out by veterinarians and is believed to be unharmed. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman.
You keep telling me that I'm hesitate, 'cause I'm not sure. These conversations happen in my
What you said is stuff I can't ignore. There's some things that you just can't explain. Just gotta let go and get on that train. Gotta go into my heart to find the secrets of my life.
This is Jamie Cromwell, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
And this is Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Dr. Eleanor Spicer Rice. The book is called Your Pet's Secret Lives. And congratulations out to James out there in Fairview, Oregon. You're getting a complimentary copy of the book. We have another one to go out. So 818-818-6401. Call, and the book is yours. 818-818-6401.
I love the information on the fish. I've been reading the goldfish. I have lots of fish.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. We used to have more. We started out with guppies, but then we ended up getting live plants from online, and it ended up having snails on it. And these little snails just completely took over the tank. And guppies are bottom feeders, so they were, like, fighting for the same food, so all the guppies ended up dying out. But I actually won 5 fair goldfish a year ago, and they're all doing great because we have a huge – we have, like, a 40-gallon tank, and it has a filter – and my husband does really good at cleaning it. I would never.
So it's like their dream come true. You're like one of the few people who's actually doing what goldfish need.
Yes, and we have another one that's a 20-gallon tank, and I have two. We have 3 because I got one of the fair goldfish was small, and we actually have a dragonfish in the other tank, but the other goldfish are too big, so he can't eat them or anything, and they're all friends at this point. But I have a fancy goldfish, and then I have the black mar goldfish as well. We've done lots of research on these goldfish.
Do goldfish have, like, really good memories, Eleanor?
Yes. They have incredible memories.
Yeah,
and that's something that
tricks.
We learned from this, because everybody talks about how goldfish can't remember anything for more than a couple of seconds. But it turns out they can remember stuff for years. Have you started training yours?
No, I started sticking my hand in the tank every now and then, because I know that they'll, like, come up and, like, let you pet them. Like, they're actually, like, super, they're, like, friendly, and, like, they'll, like, come and, like, gum into your hand and, like, lay in your hand if you work with them enough. But they get excited when they see me. Like, they definitely recognize me.
They can recognize for, like, five years.
Yeah, and they live for years. The fancy goldfish
can
live to
20
years. Goldfish are amazing.
I've got goldfish in my front pond and in my back pond, and they know me. They'll come up when I'm coming up with food and stuff like that, and I can even actually put my finger in there, and they'll go right past my finger and rub up against it. But every time they do that, I think to myself, you don't want to do that if a raccoon comes by or a possum, because I used to have...
The thing is, they recognize you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, and it's pretty amazing.
And they're good at learning, and these things that make a goldfish so awesome at learning, I mean, this Israeli team of researchers taught goldfish, they built a little fish car that was like a fish tank with wheels, and they taught goldfish to drive it down the street to go get food and then drive it back home, which they learned very quickly. So they learned how
amazing.
To get takeout. I know, they're incredible. Yeah. But these things that make them so great at being fish also make them really bad when we dump them in the water, because they're carp. They're Asian carp. And within a couple of generations, because they can lay up to 40,000 eggs a year, they revert back to the wild type, which are these giant, boring, dull-looking fish that eat everything, are extremely smart, and can remember directions. So they can travel over 100 miles to these massive mating events and then travel 100 miles back to where they came from. And they are now listed as one of our planet's most destructive invasive species.
You know what I think is interesting?
And they grow big, too.
I think it's interesting with goldfish,
too,
because they can grow, like you're saying, really large, but it's based on their environment.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, my ponds are not real big, but a couple of them have grown up to about the size of my hand, maybe, you know, 6 inches or so like that. But it's they're pretty amazing, actually. And
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at a dollar a piece or 50 cents a piece, whatever they, you know, I didn't feel as bad when a raccoon comes along, but now that we're talking about their memories and their skills and...
Well, I've bought...
Now I feel horrible.
Well, I've bought them as feeders. Well, you can buy them as feeder fish, just like you can buy like minnows and stuff like that. And I have gotten them because we have the one, his name is Drogon, and he's this long dragon fish. But these ones are way too big. They're friends now. I don't even know if he would eat fish if I put... I haven't given him live fish in a while. I give him bloodworms, which also... Goldfish like those as well. Bloodworms, they...
Oh, yeah. They'll eat anything.
They eat anything. Yeah. Like a carp.
They will. Which is great at home, but it's bad in the wild.
Yep.
I got to ask you, too, Eleanor. You talk about birds in your book, and I've got finches, and then I've got two parrots. I've got an African gray and an Amazon. And so in your book, you kind of get into, like, canaries and parrots and so on and so forth. So are birds real picky on who their mates are?
Some birds are extremely picky on who their mates are. Actually, pretty much all birds are very picky about who their mates are. So if you talk about parakeets, which a lot of us have parakeets, they are really, really smart. The male parakeets, if you get a male parakeet, they can learn speech really well. One parakeet named Puck learns like more than 2,000 human words or something like that. The males are really, really good at picking up audio information and then memorizing it. The females are not as great about that, and they learn one song, and that is their song that their parents teach them. And they sing this to their partners. And if the male gets it just right, he is like the hunkiest hunk in town, because that shows that he's super smart. If he seems like a steady guy, but he can't quite get the song right, what female parakeets often do is they will mate with the hunk and then use the steady guy to raise their baby.
Sounds like human life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
they have smart children and a normal, steady dad, but he's not their dad. They could do some serious damage on the Maury Povich show. And then for cockatiels, they are also remind me of people because it's all about chemistry. And you can put two cockatiels together, and they just don't like each other. You could take one and give them to another cockatiel, and they would love each other. And if cockatiels have a good, solid bond, they cooperate when they're raising their children. Their babies grow up to be well-adjusted and happy and intelligent and capable of doing all these wonderful tasks. But if you put two cockatiels that don't like each other together, they act like when you read stories about divorced parents and their children grow up to be not very well adjusted, often aggressive. They don't cooperate in caring for them, so sometimes they don't get the food that they need. It's wild. It reminds me of people because it does depend on personality for birds.
Mm-hmm. So once again, the book is called Your Pet's Secret Lives, The Truth Behind Your Pet's Wildest Behaviors by Dr. Eleanor Spicer Rice. You can find it in bookstores. You can get it at Amazon.com. We do have a book available, so the third call that comes in right now at 818-818-6401, call, and you'll get a copy of the book, 818-818-6401. So before we say goodbye, Eleanor, I got to ask you one more question. What is the canary's invisible force field?
Oh, that's so wild. You know, so canaries are social birds. They are, if you think about people in a city, right, they've got to stay away from people. I mean, it spreads quickly. You know, if you have children that go to kindergarten, you could get a disease, right? If a canary, so canaries have to be on alert for diseases because if it spreads to one, it can go all the way across the flock. So if a canary sees another canary in the group that doesn't feel good, their bodies make this invisible force field where they just dump all of these disease-fighting cells into their bloodstream and all these bacteria-shredding chemicals from their liver into their bloodstream. And from the outside, the canary looks totally normal, but from the inside, it's gobbling up every virus and bacteria that could possibly be infecting it.
That is so amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. It's amazing what we can learn from animals. And you know, in this world, a lot of us don't respect animals out there. We tell stories every week here on the show about some bad things that happen to animals, and maybe people need to respect them a lot more. So, hey, Eleanor, I had a great time, and I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on with us. And I love this book, Your Pet's Secret Lives. You know, I expect it's going to do extremely well. And so people go out and get it. You want to get it. Your Pet's Secret Lives by Dr. Eleanor Spicer Rice. Eleanor, thanks so much for joining us here on Talkin' Pets.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you so much. This was a blast.
I love it.
I really appreciate it. This was so much fun.
It was. I had a good time. So we look forward to your next book coming out. Make sure you give me a call.
Will do. Thank you. Thanks, Eleanor.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Once again, that was Dr. Eleanor Spicer-Rice. The book was Your Pet's Secret Lives, and it is the number two book to Your Hidden Life, but it's the truth behind your pet's wildest behaviors. Highly recommend it. Had a good time with Eleanor, and we have a book to give away. So 818-818-6401. Call, and it's yours. And it's a hardcover book, which is really cool. 818-818-6401. And she needs to find that tarantula. This is Talking Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
The Westminster Kennel Club is excited to announce that the 149th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will return to Manhattan in February 2025. Daytime events will kick off on February 8th and will be held at the Jacob K. Javits Convention Center for all 3 days. The evening events on February 10th and 11th, including group judging and the Best in Show ceremony, will take place at New York City's iconic Madison Square Garden. The 2025 return is a continuation of a long-standing relationship between the Garden and the Westminster Kennel Club, making the first time since 2020 that the dog show will be held at MSG, where it will once again be storied the venue's original events. The Westminster Kennel Club is thrilled to bring America's most prestigious dog show back to the world's most famous arena in February, said Dr. Donald Stutz, president of the Westminster Kennel Club. As Westminster approaches its 150th anniversary in 2026, we could not be more excited to welcome our celebration of the world's top canines, as well as our incredible fan base, back to this global stage and to two prominent New York City event venues, including the place where it all began, Madison Square Garden. Featuring nearly 3,000 top-winning dogs, the 149th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will feature its 12th annual Masters Agility Championship on February 8th at the Javits Center. The event on February 10th and 11th across both venues will include breed competitions, group judging, and the Junior Showmanship Competition, culminating with the coveted Best in Show ceremony at Madison Square Garden on the evening of February 11th. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show held its first event in 1877 at Gilmore Gardens, which was officially renamed Madison Square Garden in 1879. Between 1877 and 2024, the dog show has held at the Garden in all but 11 years, creating a lasting connection between the Westminster Kennel Club and MSG. Additional event information, including ticket sales, partner hotel listings, Fox Sports broadcast and streaming schedules, and more to be available at westminsterkennelclub.org. Be sure to follow the Westminster Kennel Club on social media to keep up on events, news, and special announcements. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So congratulations actually goes out to James in Fairview, Oregon. Also Carol, and she's in Amsterdam, New York. Hey, Carol. And Jackie out there in, I believe, Spokane, Washington. So congratulations. You're all getting a copy of the book.
It's a great book.
Yeah, it is. I mean, very awesome. Well put together.
Yes.
Your Pet's Secret Lives by Dr. Eleanor Spicer Rice.
I liked it. I was reading it with about the goldfish and stuff.
You're a goldfish lover, huh?
I do. I have a lot of them. I have 3 in 1 tank, and then I have 4 in another tank. And then I have another fish, too, but he's...
Well, you've seen my ponds.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them in there. I never really see them have little ones, but all of a sudden these feeder fish came from somewhere. There's tons of them in there. I'm not sure where they came from, but they're not goldfish.
Are you sure they're not, like, frog babies?
No, they're fish. No, I've seen frogs, too. They lay their eggs in there, too, but... what was I going to ask? Oh, Jilly, that story
yes.
that you did on Westminster, what do you think? It's actually coming back to Manhattan, Madison Square Garden.
Dying for this to happen.
Where was it last year?
It's been the last 2-3 years.
At the Billie Jean King.
Yeah, Billie Jean King, tennis, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped going because it was in Queens. It wasn't in Manhattan. but we stayed at the Hotel Penn across the street from Madison Square Garden.
Which is now demolished.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, I was going to ask that, isn't that?
It's gone.
That's so crazy. We used to talk to his name.
Jerry.
Yes,
Jerry.
Yep. Yeah, we used to talk to him all the time.
Yeah, I talked to Jerry this week. He's got 2 kids
Good.
Now.
Oh, wow. I remember when he had his one.
Yeah, he has Zane, and then he's got Sophia.
Oh.
And so she's 3, and Zane is actually 6 now.
Wow.
Jerry used to do the show with us live from New York when we used to do Westminster. I covered Westminster Kennel Club from Manhattan since 1993, 94, somewhere around there. And long time. So maybe now that it's back into Manhattan, maybe we'll get back out there. No promises,
but
we'll see.
And most of the Affinia hotels were also bringing in all the handlers and the breeders and owners and dogs and everything. They were very welcoming to us. So even though the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is very sad, is gone, I think that the Affinia line will be picking up. And they all encompass around West Madison Square Garden. So it'll be easy to get your dogs in and out and things. Although it still will be a bench show, I'm sure. It's one of the few bench shows left. But at Westminster, I think they have to bench, which means the dogs are contained.
Did you hear that?
Okay, I was like, I didn't know that.
Did you hear of that new airline now that you can, your dogs can fly in, coach or whatever? I think it's called Bark Air or something.
Yep. I've actually had some friends fly back and forth between the United States and France a few times and said it was lovely taking their dogs back and forth.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that you could do that. And then there's another one I checked, another new airline out there called Avelo, I think it's called, or Avelo, Avelo. And you can actually, they'll allow, I think, up to 10 animals, 10 to 12 animals on board with you, but they have to fit in a carrier underneath the seat in front of you.
Still a lot of animals.
But they don't like to put the animals in cargo, which a lot of companies, I don't know even if they still do it like other ones, because I know other airlines.
A lot of restrictions.
A lot of them had problems, too.
Yeah, lots of lawsuits because the cabin pressure is not correct. Some animals react really weird that they can't be around, their families or things like that. A lot of animals have passed away, which is unfortunate.
Right.
And even, transporting, horses, show horses and show cattle and show pigs, things like that, show bulls. It's been a really difficult thing. So now, somebody out there has been able to finance this, and I'm thrilled about it.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Lexi Adams. I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
You didn't hear me?
No.
I heard.
What?
Obviously, we heard it then. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing